Welcome back to Street Smart. It's time for a reality check on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, their role in the mortgage meltdown, as well as their future prospects. Joining us right now is Véronique Desrougies. She's senior research fellow at the Mercatus Institute. She's combed through the data and ready to separate out fact from fiction on housing. And Véronique, your first myth has to do with Fannie and Freddie Mac had nothing to do with the housing crisis. That's the myth. The fact is, though, you say from 2000 on, Fannie and Freddie bought riskier loans, and we've got a chart that shows the loans bought by the GSEs with 95% or more loan-to-value ratios. Let's talk through, though, this myth and the fact as you see it.
Yes. Hi, Carol. You know, obviously, there were many actors who had their fingerprints all over this financial crisis, but it's hard when you look at the data to think that Freddie and Fannie really didn't have any role. I mean, like, one of the things we know about the aggravating factor behind the financial crisis is, as the crisis started, half of the mortgage in the U.S. were subprime mortgages, and these mortgages are high-risk, low-quality mortgages. And one of the characteristics of these mortgages, for instance, is if you have very low down payment. And as we show in this chart, you know, up to, you know, throughout the 2004, 2006, the number of loans bought, mortgages bought by Freddie and Fannie was very low down payments, which is rising.
Right. And so when you see this, though, move in the loans bought by the GSEs, I mean, there's no way they could not have had some kind of role in the crisis, in your view.
Well, I mean, if subprime mortgage and the fact that as we entered the crisis and everything started to melt down, where housing prices started to go down, there were more people who were actually likely to walk away and default on their mortgage.
Right.
And one of the indicators had been ignored, which is having low down payment. Certainly Freddie and Fannie role was important in this. Obviously, they bought fewer subprime mortgages than the private sector. There's no denying this.
Right.
But one of the interesting factors is that they actually bought more subprime-backed mortgage securities.
Right.
And kept those securities as investments, which then fueled, you know, the demand for subprime mortgages.
And we have a chart to show that, the issuance of mortgage-backed securities going from 1989 to 2009.
Yeah.
And you just see kind of what happened here in terms of mortgage-backed securities.
So because a lot of the people who argue that Freddie and Fannie were just like bystanders, I mean, they do kind of like ignore this fact of Freddie and Fannie buying so many of those subprime backed mortgage security, in fact, hundreds of millions of dollars and more than in the private sector. And this really did fuel the whole thing. I mean, they're not, by no means are they the most important factors, but they're saying that they had no role is just totally unreal.
Véronique, let's get to myth two, because I love this one. Fannie and Freddie's role increased home ownership, especially first-time home buyers. You say the fact is the small increase in home ownership in the last 20 years was driven by unsustainable incentives. And we've got a chart that shows the home ownership rates in the United States, which to me looks like a pretty flat chart here.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things that was really interesting. I mean, this chart looks at homeownership rates in the U.S. in the last 40 years, right? And one of the things that we have to understand is, like, in the last, especially the last 20 years, one of the role of Freddie and Fannie was to actually increase homeownership for whatever reason, because we thought it was safer when people, whatever reason. And what you see here is, like, it really didn't actually really work. I mean, to the extent that it increased, it was because there were all these artificial incentives, you know, from the government to through Freddie and Fannie and through banks to actually lend to people who didn't have money and give also incentive for people to buy homes. And it really only increased, you know, just a teeny bit. And to the extent that it increased, like, to 69%, as opposed to the 63% at the beginning of the 70s, you know, it went back down while these incentives were still in place.
And I love what you say. Between the time when Fannie was privatized and Freddie was created, home ownership rates increased by a mere 4%. And moreover,
yeah, 4%
it didn't. It's like nothing. It's like nothing, isn't it?
It's nothing. I mean, when Fannie was privatized in 1969, I think, and Freddie was chartered I find that really amusing to create competition for Fannie Mae, the homeownership rate was at 63%. At the top in 2004, it was 69%, and now it's 66%. That's only a 4% increase.
And many would argue that none of this made housing more affordable. If not, it made it
less affordable for a lot of folks.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, let's talk
because
about
this whole. Sorry.
No. Finish up.
I was just going to say, like, one of the things also that they were supposed to do is make housing more affordable for first-time home buyers. But the thing is, like, when you increase the demand and all that followed, you had this gigantic increase in house prices.
Okay.
And that led to actually pricing out a lot of people.
Just quickly, myth three, we need Fannie and Freddie to have a working mortgage market. That is the myth. You say the fact is interest rates are likely to go up, but the link to home ownership is not clear. We've got a chart showing mortgage and home ownership rates in the U.S. We've got about 40 seconds here. So walk us through this.
Yeah, so I mean, this chart is a chart, the previous chart, plus I superposed the interest rate in America. And look at the beginning of the 80s, you have a whole time interest rate of 16.6%, and home ownership is above 65%. And in 2010, it's at 5%, and yet home ownership is at 66%. As I said, it's just, I mean, whether interest rate have been high or low, you know, home ownership, you know, hasn't been. For sure, interest rates are going to go up. The impact it's going to have is not clear.
I think another set of data points to send to lawmakers. Hey, Veronique, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Veronique Dourougie, Senior Fellow at Mercatus Center.